It's just a great night in Yeshiva. I just want to say and just give a thank you. Some of the Shembet guys who are leaving, so it's a little bit of a change in the guard. Andrew and looking around at Jack. Other guys who are leaving. Mayim Shabbos. Other guys who are leaving. And then we have amazing, I don't know, the Shembet guys probably know them, but the Shembet guys probably not. The amazing legends also are here tonight. But really major people. Corey, and I don't see a lot of guys, but Binyamin's a real pillar of this place. Corey,
yes.
Corey obviously. Yes. Binyamin, he's a little older, and he's not with everybody. He's in a bigger and better places. But a lot of guys, a lot of touchy guys. I see Mordechai Zev is in the back. Gabe, Scheinkoff, Jay Rich and Jacoby. You got the superstars back together. It's amazing. It's mamash amazing. And to meet each other, we might not have overlapped in yeshiva together. Smiggy, we might not have overlapped in yeshiva together, but to just see like the continuity of Mevaseret, and to appreciate the guys who come in, who come out, and we're all connected. We're all connected because we all grew here. We all learned here. We all really developed here a lot, and it's an amazing thing. Just to meet the past characters, the future characters, it's an amazing thing. When people like Binyamin, I think the oldest guy, Mordechai Zev, Binyamin, when the older chevra come in, you have to know that you have a chelek in all these guys developing. All these guys who grow here, who shteig over here, it's. I don't want to say you started it, because this place is 40 years old. But in my eyes, you started it. In my eyes, this place was started by... Four years ago was like yesterday, but in Shana Aleph time, it's a lifetime. 4 years is like they were in eighth grade 4 years ago. Like 4 years is half their lives, you know. 4 years. Okay, so we'll learn something tonight. I want to say something tonight. It's a little bit of a chiddush, a very modern chiddush. I want to say a modern chiddush, but that's what I was thinking. So there's a medrash, a very well known medrash. It says when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, Rav Abba Yosef Koyim Bardula, he says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha. He says, we're going to have a very hard time at the end of days. When Hashem comes to judge each individual, we're going to have a very hard time. Because Yosef, Ktanan Shel Shvatim Hoya, Yosef was the youngest, maybe the weakest also, but for sure the youngest of the Shvatim. So when he said Ani Yosef, everybody was nivhalu miponav. Everybody panicked. They couldn't talk. They couldn't respond. So if the smallest of the shvatim, when he said Ani Yosef, they were unable to respond. When Hashem comes at the end of days and He gives rebuke, I don't know what rebuke is exactly, but He gives tochacha to each individual, al achas kama v'kama, you won't be able to respond. So the famous Beis Halevi, everybody quotes the Beis Halevi, and everybody says it, their own pshat, but kimat, more or less, everybody comes out with the same pshat, which is that Yosef didn't say anything. He just said, Ani Yosef. Where was the tochacha? Where was the musr? Ani Yosef. So the Beis Halevi says it was in the next three words. He said, ha'or avicha, his dad still alive? And the Musar was, because he was telling them, Yehuda is giving this whole long monologue that he, if we can't go back to our dad without Binyamin, if we go back, our dad's going to die, you can't live without Binyamin. And Yosef says, Ani Yosef, Ha'or Avi Chai, his dad's still alive? Meaning, remember 22 years ago, you sold me away, and nobody was wondering what's going to be with dad. And now today, you're all worried about dad? Come on. Come on, who are you kidding? So that's how they say pshat in the Medrash. That at the end of days, Hashem is going to be mochiach, kalecha ve'echa, lefi ma shehu. He's going to show you the contradictory ways, your contradictory behaviors. That you couldn't do this? Look, I'll show you a different episode. You're capable, you're able to. That's the famous pshat, emes. The pshat's emes. I'm going to ask a couple of kashas on the pshat, and I'm going to say a different pshat. So, if you look at the Medrash inside, you'll find, I'm strapped for time, but I'll say it outside at least. If you look at the Medrash inside, you'll find that Medrash I just quoted is Rav Abba Yosef Koyim Bardel. I forget the name. The next, immediate next Medrash says exactly the same thing with a different author. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Exactly the same thing with a slight nuance. I'm not going to get involved, but there's only a slight nuance. Hard to exactly decipher why is it necessary to have the same opinion twice. It's two different opinions, two different mandamers, two different tanoim. But it's the same thing. They're saying the same thing. One kasha, you can look at it inside, take a look. And a bigger kasha I have is this whole thing is wrong. There's something wrong about this whole pshat. Not that it's not emes, it's emes. I'm not saying it's not emes. It's emes, but there's also a kasha. There's something wrong with this pshat. The previous medrash, right before this one, Amar Pia Bar Abba, Kol HaDvarim She'ata Koresh Adibir Yehuda LiYosef Bifnei Echa, all these words that Yehuda said to Yosef, until you get to V'lo Yachol Yosef Lizapek, until you got to the point that Yosef couldn't hold back, he couldn't restrain himself from revealing himself, Hoya Bahem Pius LiYosef, the whole thing was just appeasing Yosef and apologizing almost for what they did. Lomer, to show him, Re'u, I want you to see. They didn't even know he was Yosef. Yehuda did it subconsciously. But it was showing Yosef, and that's why he couldn't control himself. It was showing Yosef, see how, who knows Sein Nafsho Abonel Shel Rachel. Look how much they're trying to save Binyamin. Look how precious Binyamin is to them. They've long repented for what they did to you. 22 years ago, they did a terrible thing. They sold you away. But now look how much they've grown. Look how much they've changed. They're crying and they're trying to, at all costs, Yehuda's willing to give himself into slavery for eternity to protect Binyamin. So the whole thing was pious. The whole thing was apology and tshuva. The whole thing was that. And there's a medrash a few weeks ago that just makes it strong, because that was the beginning of the whole episode. You got to hear this. And that's, I'm not quoting anything else. You got to hear this. When they went down to Mitzrayim the first time, Ulubesof Mischartin, after they sold him away, right away, immediately they had terrible charat, a terrible regret. The Omrim, and they said to each other, Emasai Nered LeMitzrayim, Nachzer Es Achinu LeAviv. They were thinking all the time, since they sold him, for 22 years, the brothers were thinking, when are we going to plan a vacation to Egypt to go search for our brother? Why they couldn't book a vacation, I don't know, for some reason it was complicated. But they were always thinking, when can we get that vacation to Egypt? We got to save, we got to rescue our brother. Until, Ukisha'omer lehem aviyam, later the Mitzrayim, finally the opportunity came. Yaakov said, we need a little food, go down to Mitzrayim. They jumped at the opportunity. Nosnu kulum das echol lavzir. They all said, this is amazing. We have now the chance to rescue our brother. They ran down over there. The Medrash ends in a little bit of a strange way. The Medrash says, Yosef, it gets too long and too interesting, to be honest. But they ended up finding the brothers in the Shuks Shel Zonos, an inappropriate place where the brothers shouldn't be. And they were questioned, what are you guys doing hanging out over here? And they said, we were going through the whole country. We're trying to locate our long-lost brother. And we ended up in the Shuks Shel Zonos because we know our brother was a gorgeous guy. And he was sold here as a slave many years ago. And such a good-looking guy, it's possible they were concerned he might end up in the Shuk Shel Zonos. They were scavenging the whole country looking for him. And that was their initial interest from 22 years ago. And when they finally realized that it's Yosef, what was Yosef's first words to them? V'ata al teyotzvu al yichar b'yinechem. Guys, you got nothing to worry about. Lo atem shalachem osiheinu ki ha'alokim. Machalach, machalach, machalach. So let's chazer. Let's chazer what's going on over here. The Medrash says that Yosef gave the brothers heavy musar. Heavy musar. And just like they couldn't stand with that heavy musar, so we won't be able to stand at the end of days. What musar? The brothers did tshuva shlema on Binyamin. And for 22 years, they've been trying to track Yosef down. And when they finally had a chance, they did everything that they could do to get him back. When he finally revealed himself, the first thing he said, Machalach, don't worry about anything. You guys are good. I forgive you. He had no criticism. And yet you find, the last thing, and then we'll get to the point, And yet you find a few chapters later, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Vayechi, at the end of Parshas Vayechi, right when Yaakov dies, what do the brothers say? Vayiru achi Yosef kimeis avim. When Yaakov died, what was the brother's first thought? Vayomru lu yishtemenu Yosef vahashiv yashiv lonu yishtel hara asher gmalanu oso. Yosef's now going to take revenge. The brother's first thought was that after Yaakov died, now Yosef was waiting for this. It was like, he thought he was Esav. Esav was waiting till Yitzchak died to go fight Yaakov. And the brothers thought that he was doing the Maisa Esav. He was waiting till Yaakov died, and now the evil Yosef will come out. Now he's really going to take revenge and come after us. And what did he do, Yosef, when he found out? They gave it away. They said a few things, and they gave it away what they thought about him. By Yomer Alein Yosef, he said to them, Al Tiro, stop with this craziness already. Stop being afraid of me. Vayinofim Osam, Vayidaber Alibam. You have to comfort them and like pay a shiva call to them. You guys got to relax over here. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to harm you. I'm good. We're good. We're good. Stop this already. Enough with this already. And they couldn't get over it. What's going on over here? What's this Yom HaDin, Yom HaTochecha? I'm going to say a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. But it's true. But it's 100% true. In the last decade, I could testify, we were inundated with certain messages of Jewish that were not, for sure not the focal point 20 years ago. And I don't even know if it was residual 20 years ago. But in the last decade, it's become the main focal point of all of Judaism. To many people's chagrin. Many people don't like this. And when these messages come out, they always tend to stir a lot of controversy. Between a little to a lot of controversy, usually on the side of a lot, they stir a lot of controversy. And the latest episode that I heard, it's on my mind, so that's why I'm sharing it. Latest episode I heard is this is a song. I'm vocally disabled, and I love when the Feber sings. I love listening to the guy singing, but I'm not one of these guys who walks around listening to songs. But there's a song, I also heard it. And the words that I know, Hashem Yidbarach Tamir Ohev Oti. You have to say it like that. That's how the song goes. Hashem Yidbarach Tamir Ohev Oti. V'tamid Yeli Rak Tov. And then some of the lyrics, I don't know all the lyrics, but Hashem Hu Abba Tov V'hu Tamid Mitpayer Bi. So in English, if you have a hard time translating, Hashem is a big fan of yours. Hashem likes you a lot, and your life is, and then a few times, Odio Tertov. It's amazing. Your life's going to be amazing. And these messages, this is just the latest one. There are many. There are many upon many upon many. This is just the latest one. They stir a lot of controversy. I find this interesting that these messages that the world, the Jewish world, has become overwhelmed with in the last decade, they stir a lot of controversy. I'm not vouching or explaining every diuk in this song. It's not a Gemara. The song's not a Gemara. And I'm not saying it's, you know, what the author of the song holds about this issue of Bechira and this issue of Schar Va'onesh. I'm not interested in that, because we're all insane. We all have reached a point of insanity if this is how we're talking, if this is how we're thinking. There's a song that, for some reason, and I'm not saying that this is prophetic or Hashem wanted it to go out, it's a song that has 20 million hits on YouTube. Now, I don't know how hits work, if it's the device or the Google account, I don't know exactly how it works, but assuming it works that it's individual, I might be wrong. That means there's at least 5-10 million guys was enjoying this song, really having a great time with Uncle Terto. And there's 5-10 million guys just dancing around in Hashem Tamir Ohev Oti. They feel great about the song. And for some reason, in the Jewish world, and if you didn't hear about this, I apologize to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good to talk about this. It's good to hear about this. Why are we insane? Why are we insane that we analyze these songs about what is the impression that we will get from a song like this about Schar Va'onesh, about Hashem's righteous judgment and Hashem is not mevater, and all the mitzvot and all the ver. Who's talking about that? Nobody's talking about that. The song's not talking about that. The song is saying, Hashem tamid ohev oti, and my life is going to be od yoter tov. What's not true about this? Hashem tamid ohev oti, and your life is going to be od yoter tov. And for some reason, we're so cold and angry and in pain, we don't like these words. These words, they rub us the wrong way. No, it's rigid, and Hashem is tough, and He's angry and demanding. And stop with this, Hashem tamid ohev oti and odit. What's wrong? What in this song is not true? It's not true that Hashem tamid ohev oti. Not true. So then your religion is not my religion. My religion, like Bauman said, also I was a medayik in every word in Bauman's song, but Bauman said also that Hashem is avos olam. I don't know, Avarabba, Avasolam, one of those. Meir of Chakras, I don't know which one he went to that day. But Hashem has Avas. That's a smart, even better. Hashem has Avarabba, Avasolam. What's not true about that? And there's a holy pintle of yid over there. Again, I'm not every dick I'm not making over here. But what's not true? What's not true? But a lot of Jews in our generation, just scared about this message. It makes them very uncomfortable. Because Hashem is tough. Now I want to tell you a secret. Hashem's not tough the way you think He is. You're tough. You're tough. Hashem tamid ohev oti. And you know what it's going to be? Od yoter tov. Od yoter tov. My life's amazing. I couldn't down. You could down Marv tonight. I didn't want to down Marv tonight. I got to Marv tonight, and all I was thinking is that I can't. I have to remember. I wanted to clap at the bima. I have to remember not to say Al Nisim tonight. I didn't want to not say Al Nisim. Al Nisim, what's Al Nisim? Od yoter tov. Like if you ever come, if you came this week, the Rosh said a great vart to Chakras. And vit Al Nisim, vit. It's attached to Modim. It's, you're amazing to me. Modim anachalach, I love you. You're so good to me. Vit, not only that, and also Al Nisim, and all the amazing things you do for me constantly. Amazing. And I wanted to clap on the Vima. Don't forget, no Al Nisim tonight. Because you don't have a cheshek, a rotzen, a yearning to, I don't know, you don't want to say b'mei matisyo, so say b'mei shleimela, b'mei shimin. In my days, b'yom ha'mahem b'sman hazeh, I also have od yoter tov. We don't believe in this? We don't believe this? Yeah, we struggle believing this. But not because Hashem is tough. Because you're tough. And you're tough, and you want Hashem to be tough also. You've convinced yourself that Hashem is as tough as you are. Hashem, now don't get me wrong, there's schar v'onesh. Nobody's denying schar v'onesh. There's midas adin. Nobody's denying midas adin. But Hashem is od yoter tov. He's rachamim on rachamim on rachamim. But we struggle. Because some refuse to accept it. Because it's too hard to accept for some people. Forgive me for incriminating. But for some people, it's too hard to accept that if my self-esteem is so low and so delicate and so shattered, how could Hashem see me different? Because when I look in the mirror, my self-esteem is a little bit vulnerable. And I don't have the ability to always look in the mirror and say, Ot yoter tov, and Hashem tamid ohev oti. And then some people, they take it to the next level. They mask that. This is when it gets extremely ugly. And if you're going to hurt yourself, at least don't hurt other people. But some people enjoy hurting other people because they don't like to suffer alone. So they already suffer by themselves, and then they mask it, and then they share it. And with a condescending, divisive attitude, how could it be that Hashem feels the way about those Jews? Not about those Jews. You see how they behave? You see what they do? You see what they don't do? You see their chisronos? You see what their shortcomings, their weaknesses? What they're not capable of, what they're not interested in. They just wanted, those guys just want to sing Od Yoter Tov. But come on, look how they live. Look what they believe in. Look at their conduct. That's sick. You really crossed a major line. Your self-esteem is weak. You can't accept that Hashem tamid ohev oti. So you don't want to believe in it. And then you push it on other people, make sure nobody else believes in it either. Because you have a low self-esteem and you don't want to take that for yourself. We're insane. We lost our minds. We absolutely lost our minds. So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Comes along Rav Abba Yosef Kohen Bardolo. I didn't write it down. If that's not his name, forgive me. I'm not getting the name precise. And he says, Oy lanu miyom adin. Oy lanu miyom atochecha. When the brothers met Yosef, all they saw was tochecha. That's all they heard. And they couldn't stop hearing it. Till Yaakov died, they only heard tochecha. And Yosef says again and again, guys, stop with this. They had every grandkid's bar mitzvah. And they're all like sitting in a corner. They don't want to sit next to Yosef. He's going to hurt us. He goes over the court. Guys, let me sit at your table. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to get back together. I want to be brothers. Like the Haftarah says, Eitz Yehuda and Eitz Yosef. I'm bringing you back together. I just want Eitz Yosef to be with Eitz Yehuda. I want the kingdom to be back together again. And the brothers are again. Oy lanu miyom adin. Oy lanu miyom atochecha. Because they've imprinted in their minds a narrative that Yosef has a certain perspective, a certain opinion about them that they couldn't shake. They couldn't shake that. Because they were so, again, I'm not chas v'shalom tining on shvatim. It's a fine, very fine, very, very, very fine thing. But to take it to ourselves, we can discuss it. But by them, it was obviously a very fine thing. And in the fine, delicate, dakistic way, by the shvatim, they had this narrative that they built up that Yosef is a mochiyah. And oy lanu miyom adin, because when yom adin is going to come, at the end of days, Hashem is going to say, where you been? Where you been? I wanted to spend more time with you. Hashem tamir ohev oti, I want to spend more time with you. I love spending time with you. It's so enjoyable to spend time with you. I look forward every day to the times that we had together. To the times that you came to me and you were interested in me. That was so special, so valuable to me. And how do you hear it? How do some people hear it? Demanding, rigid, angry, punishment. You created that. He didn't create that. You created that. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha, that Yosef, ketanan shel shvatim, the smallest of the shvatim, the guy nobody would fear. They threw the guy into a pit. They sold the guy down the river. Nobody was afraid of this guy, and now he shows up and everybody's afraid? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Hashem tamid ohev oti. What are you so afraid of? He just wants to spend more time. He wants to hang out with you. You're going to come up after 120, at the end of days, it should be soon. Not 120 should be soon, but the end of days should be soon. And at the end of days, it should be soon. He's going to come down and everybody's going to be shaking. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom tachicha. Because you dug up a narrative, you dug your heels in a narrative that now he's going to come and get you. Now close your eyes. Now it's going to hurt. Now it's going to hurt. Hashem tamid ohev oti. And all he wants is od yoter tov, and od yoter tov, and od yoter tov. So stop digging your heels in this crazy narrative. Schar v'onesh? Yes. 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 Don't misunderstand. Schar v'onesh? Yes. Midas adin? Yes. Mishpat? Yes. What does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Hashem tamir ohev oti, and ava rachamon mole rachamim ve'od yoser rachamim. Avas olam and ava rachamim. And tamir. And for some reason we get to a point, we have our smother week, and people are still limiting their capacities. Od yoter tov. Just because yesterday you created a narrative that you have some limitation, what does that have to do with now? We had gorgeous tefillos. I enjoyed very much. Friedman Davin this week, I didn't really, I was blown away. I was really blown away. Key for all the guys who Davin. But Friedman, for some reason, I was blown away. Some of those tunes he brought up, they were amazing. I was, you know, I'm vocally disabled. It took me like 3 days to figure out he was doing Thank You Hashem in the middle of Hodel Hashem. But when I figured it out, I'm like, whoa, that was amazing. That was brilliant. That was great. That was a great song to throw in there. I had a great time during Hallel, during all the tefillos. Was it long? It was miserably, terribly long. For sure. But it was so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable. We spent so much time with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So much great time with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I can't say with certainty that the messages that Hashem is trying to seep into our generation are necessarily these messages that are written up by poets and songwriters. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But one thing I know for sure, Hashem Itbarach Tamid Ohev Oti V'Tamid Yeli Rak Tov. That I know. You're not telling me anything I don't know. That's my whole religion. That's everything I believe in. What's the controversy? What's this nonsense? This is all Dvarim Pshutim and Emes. If you created a different narrative, so you're worshipping some of Avodah Zarah. I don't know what kind of God you have. But that's not the God that we have. So it's Hashem. There's no ceilings. There's no max. It's Asmah the week. We climb higher and higher. And Odio Ter Tov, and he's going to give Odio Ter Tov, and we're going to give Odio Ter Tov. And with everybody giving Odio Ter Tov, what's it going to be with the world? It's probably going to be a little Odio Ter Tov. Shkayev, good chance.